With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's some growing debate now about maritime safety in the aftermath of the sinking of one of Iran's flagship warships.
As Sri Lankan officials report another Iranian vessel in their waters, officials in New Delhi, India, say that the Iranian warship sunk by a U.S. submarine near Sri Lanka had participated in naval exercises hosted by India, with 74 countries participating, before heading out into international waters in the Indian Ocean on its way home. The sinking has ignited a debate in India about maritime security in the Indian Ocean, a region where New Delhi maintains a significant naval presence. President Donald Trump says one of his key objectives is to wipe out Iran's navy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNews.com, correspondent Ben Thomas reports the military has identified two more of the soldiers who were killed in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzan of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
The House is set to vote today on a resolution to halt military action in Iran unless approved by Congress. The roll call vote will offer a snapshot of the support or opposition in Congress for the widening conflict that's reordering U.S. priorities at home. This is SRN News. A legal victory for religious freedom in Indiana. Michael Harrington has more.
The Brownsburg Community Schools Corporation will pay John Kluge $650,000. He was forced out after refusing to refer to transgender students by their chosen pronouns. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Kluge and says, quote, "This settlement confirms what the law has always said. Public schools cannot force teachers to violate their religious beliefs. Schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be expensive." Michael Harrington reporting.
Israelis continue to celebrate the Jewish holidays, even as a war with Iran continues. This week's celebration of Purim, which is usually marked by boisterous street parades and costume parties, featured activities inside bomb shelters. In Tel Aviv, people of all ages wearing Purim costumes streamed into a mall's underground parking lot that also functions as a bomb shelter for the traditional reading of the Purim story. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Renewed retaliatory strikes from Iran are generating more anxiety for the U.S. financial market. Energy prices are on the rise, with prices at the gas pump spiking overnight. U.S. benchmark crude jumped $2.59 per barrel, or 3.5%, to $77.25, the highest level in more than a year. The rise in oil prices has already sent prices at the gas pump up almost 10%. A week ago, before the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran, a gallon of regular was $2.98, according to AAA. Today, the average price for a gallon of gas, $3.25, a 9% increase. Shares of Broadcom jumped more than 6% after the chipmaker's first quarter profits beat analyst expectations. The company's AI revenue more than doubled from the same period a year ago, hitting $8.4 billion. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at SRNews.com.